الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ورضوان من الله أكبر. وقال تبارك وتعالى: تلك الدار الآخرة. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, sunnahs are extremely valuable. May Allah place that in our hearts to make our lives according to sunnah. And Hazrat has said one fuqom, which Allah Ta'ala in His kindness had made famous in the whole world, Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Following in the footsteps of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the road to Jannat. And not only that, we will get Jannat also, but immediately Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. And we will be connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And may Allah bless us with that connection, which Hazrat Maulana Ridwan Sahib explained from the Ash'ar, which Bhai Jaz had rendered. When we get the true connection and we see those people, may Allah bless us with that, and we have that connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If we read Fadail al-Sadaqat of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, at the end, quite a few incidents he quotes of these Allahu Ala, what their lives were. But when they met one such Allahu Ala, one person who was living his life in luxury and comfort and all the wrong things, he heard some beautiful sound coming from somewhere. So he told one of his men, go and find out who is this man. So he went, he following the from where the voice is coming, he reached the masjid. There was an old man who was reciting Quran Sharif. So he brought him, he said, this is that man. And then when he started reciting Quran Sharif, then Allahu Akbar. What a transformation came in that man. And Quran Sharif till today is that living kitab which has got that great power. May Allah open our black hearts, our hearts which are sealed, and let that noor of Quran Sharif come into our hearts. For that we have to purify ourselves from sin. Then this noor will come. And we make the niyat and irada, intention to purify ourselves and walk in that direction, Allah's help is always forthcoming. And that is why we are gathered. Anyway, so sunnats are so valuable by following sunnat, and it is so simple to understand. May Allah give me also the understanding that our whole day's work from morning to night, birth to death, if we do it according to sunnat, that is 100% deen. All our daily activities, our work also, we do it according to the Mubarak pattern of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is sunnah, and that is, and our whole life will become deen. So how won't we get Jannah? And sunnahs are so, Allah Ta'ala loves them. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. If you love Allah, you want the love of Allah Ta'ala, follow in the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and you will see you will get the love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that. And there are many sunnahs which we repeat many times, but each one, myself, first, all of us, we consider how much have we got in our lives. For example, one simple sunnah, it's not simple, it's every sunnah is so great. But it is a daily thing, a common thing. And not only a daily and common thing, but minimum 5 times a day we make miswak. This is a great sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi in his Fadail Amal has written so many virtues of miswak, which are material benefits also. And the real object are not these material benefits. The real object, and 100% sure, no person can ever reach to the end of the great benefits that there are in each and every sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Walama, I've written so many kitabs to prove that now what medical science, medical research has proven what all the value of the sunnahs are. But we should do it out of the love of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Jazah Allah give a great reward to Mufti Muhammad Desai sahab, how he explained our deen is not according to our logic, but that conviction that it is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the conviction we should have on the sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah ta'ala bless us with that. So miswak is a great sunnah. And each one of us consider whether when we ever we make our wudu, are we making this miswak? Are we fulfilling the sunnah? And if we can do it with so much, a little bit more, that this is the sunnah of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is for that reason that I am doing it. The ayats of the Quran Sharif I have recited. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, first ayat Allah ta'ala says, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. The pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that is the greatest thing. And that is what we have to strive for. In the other ayat, part of the ayat, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ. That is the house of the akhirah. That is what we have to strive for. So before we start anything in our lives, or anything what we do, we first have got an intention. We've got where we want to reach, where we want to get to. So first of all, if we all can sit together, ponder about this, that what is the purpose and object of my life? Why has Allah Ta'ala sent me here? And for that, if we think also, what a stage Allah prepared for of the stage of this dunya. If we just have to think of the system of the earth, Allahu Akbar, which our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahumullah, on many occasions used to explain how Allah Ta'ala has made this earth, that how it is revolving all the time, moving around and completing its whole orbit, where we get summer, winter, autumn, spring, where we on its axis it is turning around, and we get day and night. And this is also a great, great sign of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, wakhtilafi layli wal nahar, and the changing of the day and the night. At the time of Maghrib, Allah give us tawfiq, if we read this dua also when we hear the adhan, with the other du'as, Allahumma hadha iqbalu laylik wa idbaru naharik. Oh Allah, this is the coming of your night and the going of the day, of your day. Our minds can't work that how this whole system, it was day, people were up and about, the work of the dunya was carrying on everything, and then how now everything of that is gone. People, offices are closed, shops are closed, traffic is gone less, the phone is ringing less, and now the night has come. And that whole system of the night. And then that system, the night passes and comes to an end, and then Allah brings the day again. Allahu Akbar. What is the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? How great is not Allah ta'ala? So if we can try and understand these few things, one morsel of food which we put in our mouth, one morsel is far too much. One grain. One time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayh, and Allah reward, MashaAllah, Mufti Muhammad Desai, he explained his subject also so well, completely, perfectly. And at the same time, he made us aware of how our legacy, our great, great aslaf and our ulama. And Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Sayyid Sahab, Damat Barakatum, Jumma time, how beautifully he explained to us that this purpose of this world and this free time, time which Allah has given us, and also our health that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. What is the purpose of all this? May Allah Ta'ala let us realize this and make this Islahi Jalsa really first and foremost my Islah. And then the Islah of each one of ours, and in all the departments of our deen, may this Islah come. So anyway, this world Allah Ta'ala has set what a stage. So this one morsel of food, one grain, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, on one occasion was eating his food and one grain fell out of his plate. And it was like a pea, peas or something like that. And it rolled away. But Hazrat himself went and looked for it. He couldn't find it. Some children were in the house of the neighborhood. He told them, you look for it. He found it. He cleaned it and he ate it. And then he went to the Khanqa and he told everyone this happened like this. And he said, do you know why I took all the trouble to find that one grain of food? He said, because Allah Ta'ala is innumerable. We don't know. Countless of Allah's creations work to prepare that one grain. And I must just let it go like that. This cannot be possible. Right? For example, the rays of the sun had to fall on them. And even the rays and the effects of the moon and the stars. Then the rain from the clouds. And all this for us to get water. It's just one simple to have a tap put somewhere. We don't think of it, but it's a plumber who has to come, and that plumber can only work if everything of his at home is all right. If his wife is ill, he'll say, I can't come. And then again, we take it all for granted. The pipe is going to bring the copper pipe or the new plastic pipe which they use, whatever it is. How many factories work? How many machines work? To make that, how many machines work? We cannot imagine. Today we just open a tap and Allah save us also. For wudu also, we open the tap and the water just flows. Allah reward, mashallah, Maulana Musa Kaji Sahib, he explained that if a person makes wudu at home and he uses excess water, wasting of water, which is so common with us today, just the mixing of the water, we take so long to adjust that. So anyway, if we do it at home, it is makruh and tahrimi. A makruh, undesirable thing, which is almost at the level of haram. And if you do it in the masjid, then that which is public funds there, waqaf, then that is haram, the wasting of water. But today, commonly we will find, and we are also the same, Allah guide our elders who guided us, and whatever little we could take benefit, we tried to take. That the, for example, the tap is open, full blast, and a person is making miswak. On the one hand, we're thinking, we are right in fires, we are making miswak, but the water that is just flowing and going away, that wastage of water. And in the whole wudu, how much of wastage? In one bath, Allah reward the brothers, we saw some notices in wudu khanas, that if you make wudu from the tap, you will use so much water. And if you use the mud, it will be so much water. How much extra water? And bathing. How much water don't we use when we bath? Especially we open the shower. That is our common way of bathing, using the shower. The one friend of ours, Yusuf, told us that he heard this bayan of Maulana Musa Sahib, and from that time he started using the bucket. And what they save, how much of water we save. That is the correct way, using, making, bathing, using water from the bucket instead of the shower. And if we lie in a bathtub, that is no bath whatsoever. As far as Shariat is concerned, what is supposed to be a bath, what is called a ghusl, that does not take place in a bathtub. If with a bathtub filled with water, and there we lie in that water, that does not constitute a Shari'i ghusl. Our closest is the shower. But even then, the shower, more better than the shower, will be, we use the bucket. So anyway, to prepare one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. It is said, when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came from Jannat into the world, Jannat, he was a VIP. Everything was ready, found, everything. He had to make one roti, one sort of bread, he needed 360 items in order to make that one bread. And in today's time, one oven, whatever oven it is, to make that, we think it's just one oven. I only need the oven, or I only need the stove. But behind that, how many other things? The whole electricity department, the whole road department. If the roads were not there, then how would all the trucks and that work? Machinery. And for that machinery, to make that machinery, other machinery. Allahu Akbar. So So all this is the great qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So all this stage Allah ta'ala has prepared. That is just the dunya. And the dunya more greater than that and more intricate than that, the baby that Allah has made in the womb of the mother. And in this little baby, what things Allah has fitted. Today Allah save us all. Just one organ gives us problems. Hey, whether it's a kidney, whether it's a liver, whether it's the lungs, if it's the heart, it's a big thing. All of them, everything. How Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And again, not only one little baby. If only Allah made one baby, it was a great thing. Mm-hmm. But 250,000 babies, according to statistics presently, are being made every day and are born and coming in this world. And then again, that is the inside which we don't see and we take for granted. And because of our wrong habits in eating, etc., how we destroy all that. But the outward things, our eyes. Hey, what a great namat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. A person, his father can be the topmost eye specialist, optometrist, but he is not in control of his own eye also. One heart specialist, cardiologist, who was famous and a very good Muslim man, and a very, very famous, lot of people used to go to him, and a very pious person also, who should, for every operation he does, he should do 2 rakats of Salatul Hajjah. And then he should give sadaqah also. One occasion, one patient that he bent over, after he was given anesthetic, he started to operate, and he died of a heart attack. So your own heart is not in your control. Your own tongue is not in your control. Your eyes are not in your control. Nothing is in our control. The only maker, controller of it is none other than Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this whole stage Allah ta'ala has prepared. Then all this is an amanat from Allah ta'ala as well. How we use our eyes, where we use our eyes. We are all, Hazrat Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi explains, he says we are all sinners of various levels. And some are greater sinners, some are lesser sinners, but we are all sinners. We have to realize that in this amanat of ours, how much wrong we have done. And we have to make tawbah and correct our things as much as possible, whatever we can correct. As mashallah, Maulana Ridwan explained, if we want that barakat of Allah ta'ala, and we want all that blessings to come down, then it has to be the halal. Otherwise, how is it going to come down? And how is it going to penetrate? Haram blocks all these things. So Allah ta'ala make us realize that the stage which Allah has set, and then this human being which Allah has brought into this world, what a great qudrat of Allah. And all this Allah ta'ala has done, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٍ. That the pleasure of Allah is the greatest. Keep in mind the pleasure of Allah. How I can acquire the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is what we have to work for. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in one of those instances that he writes in Fazail al-Sadaqat, the Hazrat explained that one person was in his garden of Jannah. And what are the gardens of Jannah? May Allah bless us all with that. And then he's with the Hurul Ain there, and he's restless. There, in Jannah. He says, I want to see Allah tabaraka. That is my joy. Wa ridwanu min Allahi akbar. The enjoyment and the pleasure of Allah is the greatest thing. When Allah tabaraka ta'ala will show himself to the people of Jannah, they will not regard Jannah as inferior, they'll forget about Jannah. And if we just have to think, it's not difficult and not far, that the creator of all the beauty which we know in this dunya, who is the creator of all this beauty? We know beautiful how the sun rises. And today we see so many pictures. Today you don't have to go, or you don't have to get it somewhere on the internet. You open one page site, and what sun rises and sun sets. And what don't you see? How beautiful Allah Ta'ala has made. And all the other beauty of the world, whether it's waterfalls, whether it's the big lakes and the seas and the dams, or whatever, the sun rising and setting, all this, the great beauty of Allah, the creator of it, how beautiful won't he be?
So Allah Ta'ala is that great beauty. Love is a thing which everyone loves. And love is lovable. And love is also the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah creates that love. And the place of love is the heart. And that heart also, Allah is the creator. So if we get the love of Allah, which Hazrat explained in this Ash'ar, and beautifully explained to us also, that this love of Allah, if we have to keep our eyes on that also, that we acquire this great, great love of Allah Ta'ala. So that is, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. That is the greatest thing. And we should also keep our akhirat in mind. That is where we are going to. Every moment that we are passing, it's not just the time that is going, but we are moving all the time. And we are going towards our qabr. We are going towards our akhirat. That is our destination. And that also we have to prepare for that. If we reach there, may Allah be kind to us, merciful to us, forgive us our shortcomings and our faults, and give us the enjoyments of Jannah. Otherwise, on the other side, the punishment there is also so severe. Hazrat Hakim Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Allah reward him and give us tawfiq, not only to repeat the words, but to that it strikes us in our hearts. Allah makes it, it comes in our heart. Hazrat says, when a person has got problems in his life, ghabra kar kehte hai ke mar jayenge. We say, now we're going to die rather. Now we don't want to live. Mar ke bhi chain na paaye, to ab kidhar jayenge. After death, if we did not find peace, now where are we going? In fact, in this very world, Allah Ta'ala is such that if He, you cannot escape Allah Ta'ala. Nobody can escape Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's control is so solid, so perfect. Nobody can escape from the qabr. Who can escape from there? May Allah bring these realities into us. Let us realize these things and set right all the wrongs that we have done. And correct them before that time comes. Whatever little time Allah has given us, this is extremely valuable. And valuable that we have to prepare for that life which is forever and ever. No death will come there. That will be honor in which there will be no disgrace. That will be pleasure in which there will be no effort for that pleasure. And that will be pleasure which will never come to an end but will just increase all the time. So that is that great love. So Allah Ta'ala, and this is the purpose why we are trying to get together. And yeah, all of us are in need of it. It's not that, and Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rum, Rahmatullah Alayh, has given a beautiful example which our Shaykh had explained many times, that when lovers of Allah like this get together, or those who want that love of Allah, we haven't got it, but we want it, we are trying, we are coming together, and we get together, then it is like a person who lights up in those days candles or lamps. In our days, we can take it like globes, bulbs. One is a 15 watt bulb, one is a 100 watt bulb, one is a 1000 watt. So all of them you put, like now we are all sitting here. And everyone according to his iman which is inside. And the strength of that iman and the light of that iman, it is coming now into this whole area. And when it comes into this whole area, then this light, like all these lights which are, we can't say that this light which we are experiencing here is from this one or from that one. It is all together. So like that, all this iman, this also comes all together. And then everyone, the person who had the 10,000 watt globe, but now with all the others put together, it's gone to 20,000. So he also benefits, so he is the strongest amongst them, but he also benefits from all. And the one who was the weakest, he also benefits. So, and our niyat Allah keep, you know, not just to have an islahi jalsa, or have a tablighi ijtima, or just to go for umrah, or anything, but our niyat is our islah. And our niyat is to find the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and to prepare for that life of the akhirah. And we keep that in our mind all the time. When we go to bed at night, we think also that I'm going to bed to rest. But my resting also is in order to get fresh, and then I will make Allah's ibadat again. When we wake up in the morning also, the niyat, my niyat of being in this world is for Allah's pleasure, to prepare for the akhirah. And so if we keep that always in our, so the first thing is to make this determination that why are we real, this realization, this determination that why am I in this world? For what is my purpose of being here? And we keep that in mind and we work towards that. Hopefully, inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in His mercy will let us reach there. And if we don't reach there, on the way we are and Allah takes us away, but our niyat was that and we were making effort for that also. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. And we made the effort for it also, inshallah. Allah in His kindness will grant it to us. So at least that initiation, that starting comes into us that dunya is not our object. Dunya is fani. Dunya is going backwards. It's going behind us all the time. What we have to look for is what is coming in front. And our focus must not just be on this dunya. But Allah has been so kind. And with the Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the great mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gave us a perfect deen that you see to all your dunya's things also. But you just do it, regulate it according to deen and then according to sharia. According to Quran and hadith, it is no more dunya. That is also deen now. You're earning your livelihood, you're sleeping, you're cooking your food, you're eating your food, you're mixing with friends. Everything, if we do it according to how Allah has commanded us to do in that way, then this will all be also counted in deen. So Allah has given us a perfect way of life that we don't have to separate our deen from our dunya. It is one way, and we see many people today, though outwardly they do, might not seem so to be so pious, they are in different fields of the of work in the world. In different things they are. They might be businessmen, but mashallah, through all the efforts of deen, and mainly, only the fazl of Allah which has come in various ways, people who are in various professions also, in various businesses also, but you see they're dressing, mashallah, according to deen. You see all the matters they are doing, all according to deen. Though they will not, they won't be categorized as people of deen. They are people of dunya, we will say, but they are people who have got a lot of deen in them. So the outward picture, as Maulana Ridwan Sahib also had explained, that is not the only thing that we have sunnah dress, etc. But the real thing is how much we are truthful and how much we are walking on this true deen which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Our inside also, our outside also is according to this deen. May Allah bless us with that and make us work in that direction. We are also so fortunate, alhamdulillah, that from Jummah time, every program that took place till now, mashallah, how inspiring. How it is opening our minds also. Till mashallah, all these programs that have been presented to us, they are all showing us which direction we have to go to. So let us all, for tonight, also think when we now go from here, we make our Isha also. With regard to namaz also, we will be making Isha just now, inshallah. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayh has explained some very, very pertinent and vital points. May Allah Ta'ala let that become in our lives also. One example Hazrat gives and complains about, and surprising, Hazrat spoke quite, it seems according to the writing, quite harshly and hard about this matter. That is about namaz and salat. That the Hazrat says we ought to be ashamed of ourselves. That what are we presenting to Allah as far as our namaz is concerned. That the Hazrat says, for example, you give somebody a present, you give him a cell phone, your son, young boy, your daughter, you gave him a cell phone, but it was a broken one, which is not worth it. When he saw it, how happy he got. But when he realizes it's a broken one, how angry won't he become? How upset won't he be? Like that, we are presenting our namaz to Allah Ta'ala. And what kind of a namaz are we presenting to Allah Ta'ala? It's a thing that really worries a person, that what is the quality of our namaz? And Hazrat says, forget the inside of namaz, the outward actions of namaz. Though, mashallah, there are many, many who perform their namazes correctly. But, and Hazrat also mentioned, this is still better than not performing salat at all. If a person is performing salat, but though it's not the correct way, but still it's better than not performing salat. So we must never give up on our salat. And we must work to improve it all the time. Not to, because I can't make a perfect salat, so I don't perform salat at all. No, we have to try and improve on it all the time. So in this direction, Hazrat explained that if somebody tells somebody, I need a worker, will you bring somebody for me? That person says, okay. And then who he brings? A person who is deaf, who is dumb, who is blind, who is lame, who can't do anything. He say, yeah, I brought somebody. He say, what must I do with this person? Now, I'll have to serve him. What is he going to serve me? He can't do any work for me. He says, Allah told us that namaz is that namaz. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. That is a namaz that stops you from all lewd actions and all sinful actions. But what kind of a namaz are we presenting to Allah? So we have to think, and on these lines we have to try and work and correct ourselves all the time and bring the reality of deen into us. We are in deen, we must, no matter how much shukr we make, that we got the kalima on our tongue, and the worry should be that we leave with this kalima. The kalima must be with us when we leave this world. That is the biggest worry. And great, great people, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, who feared nifaq and hypocrisy upon them. Great, great awliya. They used to say, you people are worried of committing this sin and committing that sin. We are worried that we must not fall into kufr. And how concerned they were of their condition all the time. So this is a continuous thing. And this is a lifelong mission. Till our maut comes, hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Until maut comes to a person, he has to move and worry about the akhirah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is that great, great, great being who is not in need of anyone whatsoever. It is narrated on one occasion, namaz was standing up jamaat in the time of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu came and he saw three people sitting. So he told them, get up, make namaz. Two of them went, one of them didn't. So, and that person was so, he was so audacious, his audacity. He said that until a stronger person than me does not come and lift me up and throw me on the ground and rub my face on the ground, till then I won't get up. Munafiq he was. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the strength Allah had given him, grabbed him and threw him down, rubbed his face on the ground. He went and complained to Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, filled with this rage and anger, that what kind of a person is this? He went to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amongst other things, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is not in need of his ibadat whatsoever. And then explained the seven heavens. There isn't the place of a thumb where there isn't a sajda, a farishta, an angel who is making sajda. And so much also Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that there are those malaika that since they are created, they are only in sajda. Only, others only in ruku, others only in a standing position. Until qiyamah they will be like this. And when Qiyamah will come, then they will stop with it and they will say, Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati. Oh Allah, we could not worship you as you were supposed to be worshipped. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala, these are things not just to be spoken, may I realize it. They are things that this reality has to come into us. And when we understand that, then we can understand these great people, what the ibadats of the night were. And what the concern, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, all our great buzurgs, that how they spend their nights, how they spend their days in the ibadah. Rozas was Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, on one occasion, 100,000 dirhams were given to her. Dirham, a gold coin. 100,000 gold coins in our time. That time, things were very cheap. Whatever you wanted, a sheep, a goat, compared to today's prices, what worth? But the gold coin in those days, what must be the value? And she spent and spent before night fell, she gave away. And then her maid, slave maid told her, had you kept one dirham back, we could have bought some meat, you are fasting today. She said that had you told me before, perhaps I would have kept one dirham back. to buy that meat.
And on one occasion, she had spent 70 dirhams in the path of Allah. And her condition was, Hazrat Urwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that her clothes were patched. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who she is, her clothes are patched, but she's giving away all the time. And today we want to take all the time. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us understand and bring these realities into us. And as Maulana Mufti Sahib also explained, that in giving, Allah gives barakat. And when we want to take, and the benefits of interest, it seems to be a benefit, but Allah destroys that completely. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, on one occasion, somebody complained that some of his illegal wealth was stolen. And so Mufti Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi said, make shukr that you are still salamat. Because this wealth is such that it will destroy you also. Not only that the wealth will go, but it will destroy you also in the process. May Allah protect us and let us work towards righteousness and correct all our matters and prepare for the meeting with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.